During the mardi finale of that music, Lord Seagoon greased his boots and slipped away to see the last British ambassador in Marrakesh.
It's a wonder what the human body can stand up to. Thank you. Oh, well, now for a kip on full ambassador's pay. Oh, the crut. I wonder what old Gladwin Jeb's doing.
Blunder!
The red bladder! Go away or I'll take my wig off.
Blunder! Don't be frightened, mate. I come to do business. Me got money.
Oh, you said the secret British password.
Look, me want guns, bullets, and drip-dry shirts.
Go to this spot on the map, dig upwards for 10 feet, and you'll find them buried up a tree.
Good. Now here's the payment, mate.
A gold plate? Just what I've always wanted from it, Indian.
Which one of you two men is the British ambassador?
What? Does my Union Jack nightshirt mean nothing to you, sir?
What's it doing round your ankles?
It's been lowered for the night, I tell you. It's hell when it's at half mast.
Major, I'm on the trail of some stolen gold plates.
Stolen? What? Are you...
A gold plate!
Nonsense, sir, nonsense. That's my golden record award for me millionth record of...
I don't know who you are, sir, or where you come from, but you done me a power of good. Oh, another power. I don't know who you are, sir, or where you come from, but you done me a power of good. I was standing there, sir, doing up me boot. Suddenly, from the back street, I saw this hairy brute. Hello?
Hello?
Snap. That got rid of him. So I don't know who you are, sir, or where you come from, but you've done me a power of good. That's what you've done to me. You've done me a military power, a military good.
Believe it.
Stop! Me no man who's got a lot of gold plate, mate. Captain of Foreign Legion, Fort City Bell Abbey, mate.
Right. Seagoon? Yes. Follow that pointed finger, darling. Right.